the Jazz at Lincoln Center is now soliciting votes from fans in its annual Nesuhi Ertegun Jazz Hall of Fame induction process. So public can cast votes online for the artists who have been nominated, and voting is going to close on Valentine's Day, February 14th at midnight Eastern Time. So we called Jazz at Lincoln Center. We have on the line with us Seton Hawkins, the Manager of Educational Resources and Public Programming at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Good morning from Colorado. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, great to have you with us. We're looking at the list of nominees for the 2014 Jazz Hall of Fame. A spirited discussion has already broken out in the studio. Carlos Lando, my co-host here, has a couple of questions from the top.
Seton, how many years has this been going on? Is this the first year or what?
Well, the Ertegun Jazz Hall of Fame launched in 2004.
Okay.
And what happened was during our 2013 season, we relaunched the Hall of Fame process, and this time, that time last year, we decided to open it up to public voting, and it was really a pleasant process, and it was really something people enjoyed. So this year, we decided we continue this and open this year up to public voting as well. And so, consequently, what we have is a panel that selects the initial 10 nominees, and then from there, we'll whittle it down to 4 final inductees for the year.
All right, so we're going to trust these 10 nominees, who are pretty notable themselves, with the 10 names that have come up with. The nominees are Jimmy Blanton, Betty Carter, Earl Garner, Fletcher Henderson, James P. Johnson, J.J. Johnson, Elvin Jones, Wes Montgomery, Oscar Pettiford, and Lenny Tristano. And the debate begins.
Yes, indeed.
Well, where's so-and-so? And first, you know, who's already in the Jazz Hall of Fame? You've already have a couple dozen people in there, right?
Exactly. Yeah. To date, we've inducted 41 people.
Okay.
Primarily people, you know, and that's usually what's happened is when people have asked, you know, why isn't so-and-so on that list? Most of the time it's been because the person's been inducted already.
Right, right. Okay, so we're going to send people to the website for voting. And what's that website?
That website is academy.jalc.org/hall-of-fame.
All right, we're going to make a link to that from KUVO's. In fact, it's already on our homepage, KUVO.org.
So, Seton, is the entire vote determined by popular vote?
Yes. The 4 people who will be inducted this year will be entirely based on public vote.
Okay, so and you get one vote?
You actually get 4. So when you go on, you'll pick the 4 people you'd like to see, and then we'll tally the votes, and the top vote getters will be inducted.
I see. And is this the first year you've done it that way?
It's the first year where we've set it flat at the top 4 vote getters. Last year, we had more of a threshold system, and that's why last year, 3 people were inducted, and that was Art Blakey, Lionel Hampton, and Clark Terry.
So 10 can be nominated, and how many are in right now that are actually in this Hall of Fame?
41 so far in the Hall of Fame from our inductions from 2004 to 2013.
Yeah. Wow. So yeah. Who are some of the 41s?
Yeah, I've got the past inductees by year. Louis Armstrong, Sidney Bechet, Coltrane, Miles Davis, Dizzy, Billie Holiday.
Okay.
Let's see, 2005, Benny Goodman, Ella Fitzgerald, Max Roach, Fats Waller. 2007, Charlie Christian, Django Reinhardt. Of course, there are others. We're not naming them all.
Yeah.
2008, Bessie Smith, Mary Lou Williams. We've got Billy Strayhorn and Sarah Vaughan in 2010. And then last year, as you said, Seton, Art Blakey, Lionel Hampton, and Clark Terry. This is the 2000. So now you're also speeding it up here. You're going back to back this time.
So, yeah, we're now trying to make this a yearly event for everybody.
Well, you've called the right players, or we called the right place. A lot of passion in this room about who's on and who hasn't been nominated, and how to get this vote started. The KUVO listeners will certainly vote, and so we're calling on everybody to vote. Go to the website. The links are right there at KUVO.org. It says Jazz Hall of Fame. You get to vote. Carlos?
Hey, Seton, so basically what we're trying to do here then is spread the word across the country and get as much participation as possible. How long have you been involved in this process, and how have you seen it grow?
Well, I got involved with the process a year ago, and really, it's really been a kind of a treat to see, because it had sit sort of idle for a couple years, and What I'm excited about with this year is last year we had an induction ceremony in June of 2013, and this year we're going to do that again in June of 2014. And that will actually be a webcast event. And that's the thing that has me really excited, is that, you know, we're bringing in these people to vote and we're bringing in the community, but then we're going to be able to give something back with a really nice Hall of Fame induction ceremony and performance. And that will be webcast and freely available for people.
And that'll be in June of this year?
Exactly. It's going to be June 9th, and what's going to happen is during the day we're going to have the ceremony at Disney's Club Coca-Cola, and that's going to have a combination of interviews with artists. There's going to be a nice set of performances that will be taking place, and that will be webcast live.
Thanks for the webcast you do from the club there. I've seen a couple of events and just a lot of fun. I know sometimes the NEA Jazz Masters are inducted there, and thanks for streaming that. Seton Hawkins at the Jazz at Lincoln Center. The deadline is Friday?
Friday at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. At that point, we'll close the votes and we'll start tallying them up. And by the following week, we'll know who's in.
Now, Seton, some of these nominees can get in another year if they don't get in this year?
Absolutely. The panel that we have, what happens is all of them will come to the table with some of their ideas, and then we slowly assemble all of that. So at the beginning of the process, the list of nominees actually had 27 names. Mm-hmm. And then through some discussion, we brought it down to the 10. And I am quite confident that of the 17 who you don't see on that list, we'll be seeing those again in future years. And of the 10, the 6 who don't make it in, I'm quite certain they'll be making it in a future year.
Well, again, out of the 10, in my estimation, all 10 should be in, and it's really hard to narrow it down to 4. But hey, the rules are the rules, and you know, how do you choose between J.J. Johnson and Errol Gardner, for example, both huge major figures in jazz. So,
what I think it's coming down to for a lot of people is the emotional connection they have to
yes.
a specific artist. And
yes.
you're right. Objectively, all of them should be in, and all of them should get in right away.
Hey, so is there a physical... I mean, one, if this feels like Cooperstown. We're as excited about this as anything. Is there a Hall of Fame, a physical Hall of Fame there?
There is. It had some technology that we're in the process of replacing. So over the coming years, we're actually going to be relaunching the physical Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The other thing that's going to happen this year is we're going to launch a mobile app of the Hall of Fame.
There you go.
And that's going to contain biographical information of all of these artists, some photos. We're going to start creating some video content around it. And we will have short curated playlists for each of the artists.
All right. Seton Hawkins with the Jazz at Lincoln Center, the Jazz Hall of Fame. Online now, the public is invited to vote. The deadline is Friday, 11:59 p.m., Friday night. And you're going to announce the selections, next week?
It should be next week,
yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the website, Seton?
academy.jalc.org.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. And we've got a link to it at kvo.org as well. Thank you, Seton. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, let the debate begin.